We're going to be talking right now with Peter Jones and with Mary Hartshorn. How do you pronounce that?
Hartshorn.
Hartshorn. I got it right. You're also listening to WOOC-FM, and you're actually watching Schenectady Capital Region today. I'm Ann Pearl, your host, and with me I have Peter Jones. He is the a board member. He's been on before. Mary Hartshorn is brand new. You're visiting the show, and you're the president of the St. Clair's Pensions Alliance. So let's talk about this has been going on a long time, it seems. You know, when did you Peter, when did you first come on the show to talk about this? This was like a couple years ago. So there's no resolution yet.
No resolution.
Mary, what is your organization doing to facilitate some resolution, or have whether it be the government or the church? I mean, who's stepping up and who isn't?
The people who have really made a big impact on us is the attorneys that we have that are pro bono, and that encompasses legal aid attorneys and AARP attorneys, and I can't say enough about them. And we also have David Pratt, who's a law professor from Albany Law. David Pratt started with us back in 2015, has worked tirelessly pro bono in our behalf. So with those attorneys under their guidance, we've been able to organize into what we have now, St. Clair's Pension Recovery Alliance, and that's the part of the board that Peter's on. And we're focusing on that so that we can be a united group. We are certainly writing letters, emails, all sorts of things. We've been in the news, national news. But we also have to thank Senator Tedisco, Assemblyman Santa Barbara, Assemblyman Steck, a few of the others, Mary Jane Walsh, helping us to get the word out that we've lost our pension through no fault of our own.
No.
And there's no way to get it back unless we appeal to people. We've had absolutely no response from the governor, not even to an email, which is very disconcerting.
Yeah, it is. Usually they'll say thank you for your inquiry and, you know, we'll get back to you. How many pensioners are affected by this?
I believe it's 1,143.
So it's not just a shabby little number of 25 or so. We're talking a large number. Has there been a precedent for something like this to have happened across the country? Has this ever happened before? Or are you kind of groundbreaking to get through this by yourself without any, you know?
I'm pretty sure that in this state there are other places that may have lost their pension. But I don't know of any who lost and were able to get it back.
Oh, that were even able to get it back?
Right.
There have been others that have been affected by this through the Catholic Church, the same manner that we have through a hospital that they worked, and then it was removed. Some have gone to court and lost. Some are still in court fighting it. But we're not going to lose.
You're not going to give up. You're
not
going to
give up.
Where was this money held to begin with? When you they took so much out of your pay, maybe, and a little bit out of their whatever it is, and put it into this pension fund, where did that go? I mean, was that like in the bank? Was it like in somebody's pocket? Where was it?
First of all, we didn't contribute to it.
Oh, you didn't contribute.
They paid it.
Okay.
Supposedly paid it.
They paid it in lieu of us giving up our raises many years.
So in essence, you did pay.
Right.
It is your stolen your money because you gave up your pay raise for that. So it's important that we address the fact that this money is due you. It should be coming. It was agreed upon. There was probably no union at the time, but it was an agreement.
Never a union.
The fact that that money went somewhere, and of course, I don't know about anybody else, if you're watching this and you have a pension, did you ever ask anybody where are you keeping it? Are you putting it in annuities? Are you putting it in the stock market? What are you doing with it?
I believe it was held by Prudential.
Prudential,
and they were the people
that
invested it, the caretaker, the website that you would go to check on how much you had and all that.
But somebody, some entity, took that money out. Is that correct? Because it's not with Prudential anymore?
I think it was more they didn't put it in when they were supposed
to. Oh, they just kind of stopped contributing.
Right.
Ah, that's interesting.
And then we were led to believe in 2008, that the money they were putting in was going to make it whole. The state gave us $28 million when the Berger Commission.
Oh, the Berger Commission, yeah, they with the hospitals.
And they led us to believe at that time that it would make it whole. And they knew at that time that it wouldn't make it.
Their noses got real long, yeah. Right? It didn't quite make it.
And that's sad because a lot of people, I mean, between the two of us, we have over 70 years service. And a lot of people, like myself, probably Mary, arranged our lives around
what your future was going to be. Yeah. Well, I think that the first message we want to get out is if Cuomo is watching, which he probably isn't, but you are watching. If you're watching, write him a note and say, please respond and help the pensioners because we need to get the word out. You need help. And I know that you're doing with your wonderful attorneys, your pro bono attorneys, they're working behind the scenes, but you need to garner a lot of support from the community to kind of start raising their voices a little bit. We're not talking a couple of people, we're talking 1,100 people. Their lives, their families, everything has changed. And if you double that, because maybe one was employed and one wasn't, it's a lot of people and children being affected by this. So please support them if you have any way of contacting some of them. And if you go to my Facebook page or you go to my webpage, you'll find that information there. And perhaps there are phone numbers there that you can call and maybe you can help them or whatever. You need help.
And we're still looking for people that are a part of those 1,100.
Yeah, good. We've been speaking with Peter Jones and Mary Hartshorn, and they are with the St. Clair's, let me get the title right, the St. Clair's Alliance for Pension Recovery Alliance. I got that now. And you've been listening to WOCFM, the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and you've been watching Schenectady Capital Region today.